Representative Betty Gay joining us, GMI Studios. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning, and thank you so much for talking about this subject. In national media, it's not covered.
Well, this is Representative, first of all, where's your representation in the State House?
Oh, what committee am I on?
No, what part of the state?
Oh, I'm from Salem. I'm one of nine.
Okay, well, Corey Isles, that's where you're from, Corey. I have been outraged, and I don't get outraged often. I'm a pretty non-flappable person, and I tend to do well during turbulence. But my point, Representative, is this came to my light from some doctors in New Hampshire who are frustrated this week because as we get the surge of the latest variant, Omicron, they're trying to treat patients. And I'm basically being told because, as you said, these are old and cheap medications, so they're not being pushed. I mean, what's going on? Tell us about your story and what you know and what your concern is.
Well, there's so many aspects that are wrong about the situation. My personal story is that ever since this whole scourge started, I've done a lot of research, learned very early on that studies were done on vitamin D, and didn't know about ivermectin until December of 2020 when I looked it up and found Dr. Pierre Corey, his testimony to the Congressional Senate about their research that showed ivermectin is incredibly effective, inexpensive, and they had done at least 30 clinical trials at the time, and now they've done more than 65. And it proves, if you look at the videos on YouTube by Dr. Mobeen Syed, Dr. Bean, you can see the statistical studies. They're all in favor of using ivermectin. It's extremely effective.
Can a doctor? Go ahead, Representative.
Oh no, it's good if you ask me questions.
If a doctor, this is strange, Corey Isles, you're gonna. This is big. Thank you, Corey, and you're from Salem, Corey. You and I know someone. I'm not going to say her name. She was sick with COVID 10 days ago. Had to drive to Salem with a fever, feeling sick, to go to a certain pharmacy to get the same medication Representative Gay is talking about. And
yes,
insurance wouldn't cover it.
Yeah. They're the only pharmacy in New Hampshire that I know of will fill it, and I called them after I learned about them and found out they're having a hard time getting supplies.
Well, who's shutting this down? Who's telling doctors what they can and can't prescribe on old basic medication that's not new and it's been out there? Who's clamping down on this, Representative?
Well, I'm not sure I can say anything that I can that I could go to court with and say this person is doing this. But from what I hear from many, many sources is the basic problem is that the big pharmaceutical companies who actually invented, Merck developed the discovery of ivermectin, which was done in a Japanese university lab, and then they gave it to Merck to develop. So they developed medicine for people. They were very concerned about blindness in poor countries in Africa and mm-hmm. Southeast Asia mm-hmm. where people were being blinded by these parasites. But then they realized animals have parasites, too. So they developed these little pills for people and these pastes and things that you can get animals to eat. Mm-hmm. So from the word go, it was a people medicine. Merck paid for all the studies that ended up, that was the mid-70s, and in 2015, they all received the Nobel Prize mm-hmm. for creating a medicine that saved millions of people.
So it's out there, it's not new. Studies have shown it's effective with people who are positive, symptomatic, and sick with COVID. Why the heck is only one pharmacy in Salem, New Hampshire, dispensing this? If a medical professional, and I want to listen to doctors, not politicians. Let me repeat that. I'd rather listen to a doctor and a medical professional than any politician in Congress about what I can eat and drink and smell and do. Why can't a doctor prescribe some of these basic treatments for COVID right now to keep people out of the hospital at every Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid in New Hampshire? Why does someone who's sick have to drive to Salem? And who's choking on? Who above the pharmacies make it? Is this the FDA? I mean, who is this? Is a state representative?
Oh, FDA. The FDA comes out very strongly and says this is not an appropriate treatment for COVID.
Why do doctors feel it is?
Because they've looked at the research. All you have to do is look at the FLCCC's website. FLCCC stands for Front.
Well, let me do one better for you. I have two friends who are younger than me in the last 3 weeks who are fully vaccinated, who got COVID, who were sick for 10 days. They went online to have to go the back door, some from like black market, to get the exact same drugs you're talking about, and they were better in 24 hours. Why the hell isn't this more widespread? I mean, who is it? Because there's no money in it?
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no money for the big pharmaceutical companies to allow us to buy that, because then they wouldn't get to sell billions of dollars.
Oh, my goodness. It's why vitamin D. Why? We've had so many authors and medical doctors who've studied in COVID-positive patients for the last 18 months and even in cancer patients the importance of vitamin D. And they're seeing a vitamin D is in David deficiency in COVID patients. So my doctors tell me to take vitamin D and go to any pharmacy, get a supplement of vitamin D, 3,000 to 5,000 milligrams of vitamin D each day. It helps your immune system. Why aren't we being told that? Same thing? No money in it?
Same thing. There's no money in it. And it's really criminal what they have done. It's like a line
heads,
of dominoes.
State Representative, in all due respect, heads should roll on this one.
Well, Fauci should start. He should be number one, but he's hardly alone.
I don't know how he's still employed in the position he's in, but that's another story for another day, but it really isn't. But I just think, see, this is the old, you and I haven't met, and I'm going to let you have the last 4 or 5 minutes on this, and what maybe you can do as a representative elected by people. Last time I checked, I know the House Speaker, Sherm Packard, heard about me yesterday talking about this. He said he's going to have a hearing. But I presume, correct me if I'm wrong, and I think anyone can agree on this, and I'm not anti-vaccination, by the way. That's not my point at all. But if people are sick with COVID right now, we have the governor of the state telling us yesterday afternoon that we're at the surge of Omicron, the latest variant. We're going to see more cases. And the whole goal is to keep people out of the hospital and not choke the hospital system. I assume, kind of the commonsensical dumb me, I assume that a medical doctor who went to medical school knows a little more about someone's health and their patients than Dr. Fauci does, in all due respect to anyone in Washington. And that when that doctor took an oath to make people better, to make them well if he or she can, I assume that's why doctors got into the medical business. And they want to make people better. So if a doctor has patients in the last 10 days in New Hampshire and they want to prescribe a medication that will make them better so they don't clog the hospital, it is totally unacceptable to let this go much further, because people could die, the hospitals could get more clogged, or people can be sicker and spread the virus more in the next 2 weeks. So this is actually not even about politics. This is about people's lives. And if there is someone who made a decision because of money, they should not only be tried, they should be convicted and go to jail for a long time. Now, that's me. I'm not judge and jury, but that's how ticked off I am about this.
That's how upset I've been ever since I learned about ivermectin and its suppression. It ruined Christmas for me in 2020. I just had visions constantly of all these people who had suffered, who were suffering, and got no sympathy from the people in power. Did you know hydroxychloroquine is another medication that's old, safe, been used for, I think it's since the 30s, and it's only good, though, for the first few days. As soon as you have a cytokine storm, it's not effective.
Well, the other one I found is it remdesivir? It's another
does not work.
Well, no, but I'm saying doctors can't even get this stuff that they've approved unless it's a vaccine or hospitalization. And then I had a doctor call me yesterday. He didn't want to go on the show. He said, Jack, why don't you also ask someone, a COVID patient who's in the hospital for 4 weeks in a bed, ask someone how much that cost the insurance company, employer, and a patient. How many? He goes, it's probably about $140,000 per patient. Someone's making money at this, he said.
My cousin could tell you that. She lives outside Phoenix. She was in the hospital for 3 weeks. She asked for ivermectin. Of course, they wouldn't give it to her. They gave her remdesivir. Now we're learning remdesivir not only doesn't work, it was developed for Ebola. It didn't work for Ebola either. So then they got to recoup all this money because they passed it off as effective. It's not only ineffective against COVID, it's also toxic. So finally the WHO, came out and said remdesivir is not should not be used. But this, yes, yeah. What you're saying is absolutely critically true, we have been led on a cruel, cruel journey by people who are motivated by pharmaceutical money, which includes people who need money for their research.
Yeah, it's quite a racket if you look at the whole system. I've even heard many of the people in the CDC, when they're done, they go and get consulting gigs with the same pharmaceuticals company that they governed. Real quickly, State Representative Betty Gay, what can the governor, what can the House Speaker, what can you do legislatively to open this up, to have a hearing, to get doctors before a committee at the State House, ask them to come speak? They're in good standing. They're licensed medical professional. Get patients in there. Get some testimony. Get something on the record that the governor or someone can take to Washington and say, what is going on here?
Well, I'm on Health and Human Services, and we have many bills that aim to do this. But until you protect the doctors, the bill that I assume I was called about is House Bill 1466, and that would say that physicians, and not just physicians, we're making it general, so all practitioners, will not be punished for ordering medications that they think are good. And we also need to protect the pharmacies, because I called every pharmacy in town. I didn't know about the one
in Salem,
private. But they have all been instructed. They have been forbidden by the corporate people not to fill the prescriptions.
We're at the end of the state, Representative. Please stay on this. Please stay on this at the State House. Thank you very much. We have to run. We have a hard out. We'll get you back again
soon. Thank you so much.